Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Beautiful day. Todd, I would assume we have some 40s by now around the region, so maybe you want to give it a little spin around.
That was my favorite decade, was the 40s.
Was it? Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's when my mom and dad were born.
Well, that's cool. pretty important in your life, I'd say.
Well, I'm good, because then there wouldn't have been me. Yeah. Pretty much everybody in the 40s, Garrison 39, Bismarck at 41, Fargo 46, kind of the warm spot at the moment. And, you know, if you roll out further about 15 days in some of these forecasts, they actually do have highs going back into the 30s. So I got to leave the convertible in the heated garage for now yet. But
yeah, there you go. All right. It's a beautiful day. It is a dandy out there. And we are live at Open Road Honda today in Mandan celebrating North Dakota Farm Bureau Week. Encourage you to stop on by. Dusty is here from Open Road Honda, been our host for the broadcast today. Thank you, Dusty. It's been fun.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming, guys.
Having a great time. Got another hour. Going to be chatting with lots of folks on the air and finding out more things that are happening. In fact, we're going to talk about Ag Day, which is coming up March 19th right here, sponsored and hosted by the Morton County Farm Bureau. And I understand you move the ATVs out and move the animals in, right?
That's right. It gets to be absolutely a day of kids and animals here. So, and it takes a couple days to transition back and forth. And it's our fifth consecutive year we're doing this. So it's just bringing North Dakota Ag to the area's youth. And they love it. So it's a great day.
That's cool. That really is cool. And, of course, I love talking about the fact that membership has its benefits with the Farm Bureau on all kinds of things. But one of the items right next to me here is the generators, where I could save as much as $200 a unit just by being a Farm Bureau member, right?
You betcha. If you come in and show your membership card here with the Farm Bureau, it's $50 off on the smaller ones, all the way up to $200 on the bigger generators. But that is $50 off our already great sale prices we have on these generators.
So that's the nice thing. I mean, in your pocket is a membership card that you paid for that you get benefits from, whether it be NODAC Mutual or other things that you get, but this is above and beyond your best price here.
So. You betcha. It certainly is, and it's really a bonus to the customers that are members.
And why should I own one of these generators, besides the fact that they have Honda on the side of
them? Well, like I said, they've got Honda on the side of them, but they're very, very reliable, simple generators. They have a three-year warranty on them, and they're backed up by Honda nationwide, so it doesn't matter where you would take one of these generators. That when they have warranty on, you can take them to any Honda dealership. And of course, if you're around here, bring them to us, because we service what we sell. And like I say, I got five technicians in the back, and they all know how to work on this stuff and the big stuff. So yeah. they're trained on both of them.
And so, you know, that's a peace of mind deal. Just like buying a generator is a peace of mind deal, just the what ifs. You got one, you're there, you know, you're covered. When I buy anything, I want to know that, hey, whatever might happen, I can come right back here and you'll take care of it. That's one of the key attributes of Open Road Honda, right?
Absolutely. Like I say, if you bring something in, we try to get you in and out of the day. So right now we've got a deal where if you bring it in and it's a basic tune-up special, we can get you in and out the same day. Give us a call ahead of time. Get in the morning. We'll get you out at night.
Wow, so, great
deal. Stuff.
All right, we'll chat with you a little later on in the program, too. Dusty, thanks
cool.
a bunch. Good to chat with you. Thanks for hosting us. Beautiful location. Stop on by and see him here at 4120 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Online at openroad-honda.com as well, if you want to do a little browsing online today. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. More people calling offline today than online, so I'm starting to get a complex. Love to do with you on air as well. So when you call, you have a choice. Press 1 to leave us a message. Press 2 to chat with us off the air. Let's chat. Some of those calls that came in offline when we were in the news break, Todd, you got a couple ready to roll?
You want another one, huh?
Of course.
Let's see. Yeah. Let's push this button.
Yeah. What's on my mind? I just love all that deceitfulness out there. It just amazes me. Anyway, those Democrats, they got a lot of money. They got a lot Marxist, communist organizations backing them. So, you guys, money and power, you know. They can tell all the lies with their headlines. They can deceive the people, which is very easy to do. They know how to do that. And people are being deceived all the time, and they know how to do it.
Okay. I don't know that I followed all of that, but I'll let somebody else decipher it a little bit for us. Is he joking about the hatefulness?
I'm thinking not, but never been good at reading minds. So.
'Cause it, you know, on one hand, he's talking about he's lamenting the deceitfulness, but then he's also saying all this hatefulness. So can't follow that. Another one, short but sweet.
Okay. Hey, my whole thought on this Hillary deal is all this is just damage control. So this comes out now. We'll have the election. So it's going to be water under the bridge by the time the election comes around. Thank you.
All right. Another reason why I love our listeners. So, again, just to reset here a little bit on the whole Hillary email thing. I'm sure you've heard about it by now. And our question for our audience has been whether or not, you know, there's some there, whether you believe this or whether it's, you know, much ado about nothing. So I want you to weigh in on this on the program today. But before the break, we had somebody call and say, you know, this is really about Democrats wanting to get rid of her, which I think is an interesting theory, that the Democrats are coming for her. Now, this caller is got a little bit of a different theory, saying, you know, okay, get it out now so that, you know, when we get in the thick of the election, then it becomes, oh, we had that's old news. We've been talking about that. That's a very popular little trick of theirs, too. So it could be that. Another story that we have been chatting a little bit about is the Republican senators that sent a letter to Iran specifically about the negotiations. And the White House is ticked. Okay? Tom Cotton, a Republican from Arkansas, wrote the letter. 46 other Republican senators signed it, and they're warning against a nuclear deal with the president. And the White House is just absolutely in fits over this. President Obama said, I think it's somewhat ironic to see some members of Congress wanting to make common cause with the hardliners in Iran. It's an unusual coalition. I mean, that's just like for the juggler, right? Rather than, you know, accept it as criticism. And honestly, a fact. I mean, they're saying, look, here's how this works in the United States. If he does something with you alone, it's not going to stand. But immediately, he's basically comparing them to the terrorists in Iran. That's unbelievable. Vice President Biden blasted the letter as beneath the dignity of an institution I revere. In the 36 years in the U.S. Senate, I can't recall another instance in which senators wrote directly to advise another country, much less a longtime foreign adversary, that the president doesn't have the constitutional authority to reach a meaningful understanding with them, said Biden. The letter, by the way, just so you get some facts here, lays out the fact that any deal between Obama and the Iranian leadership would amount to only an executive agreement that could be undone by Congress or a future president, saying, quote, the next president could revoke such an executive agreement with a stroke of a pen, and future Congresses could modify the terms of the agreement at any time. That's a true statement. The Republicans aren't too concerned about the criticism. Senator Dan Sullivan, Republican Alaska, says, I think it's a laughable charge coming from this administration. So they're rushed to secure a deal with Iran, led them to dismiss the concerns of Congress. Not a good deal. What do you think? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. John says, surprising that any of them actually want to assert their constitutional powers, but telling that seven Senate Republicans didn't sign on. Those seven will defer to what the president negotiates. John says, actually, only the Congress can ratify a treaty. It's null and void unless that's done. Read Article 2, Section 2, and tell me how the president thinks he can ratify a treaty on his own, says Todd. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Lloyd and Botno, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay, this morning I saw about 30 pheasants. Lots of females and lots of males, so looks like it's going to be a good year.
God bless America. Is that a beautiful sight or what?
Yeah, I've also seen a couple geese, too, so.
I saw some. I saw some beauty roosters out by Belfield the other day as well when they're out there for MBI Energy on whatever day that was, Thursday, I guess. Pretty darn cool. Yeah. That's a good sign, though, you're thinking, Lloyd?
Oh, yeah. As long as we don't get too much rain and it doesn't affect the hatching, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Although we do need a little moisture without much snow this year. I'm starting to be a little concerned there. But the timing on the rain, certainly I'll take your point there. Appreciate the call, Lloyd. Thanks a bunch. Don in Minot, John in Minot, Craig in Sherwood waiting to weigh in. We'll get to each of you as well on what's on your mind today on these or any other topics you want to chat about today. So have at it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, live from Open Road Honda in Mandan, celebrating North Dakota Farm Bureau Week today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Regarding Hillary, haven't we seen the Clintons over and over again bring out their dirty laundry early, and then by the time the election comes around and it's put on them again, they say, forget it. This is old news. Let's move on. This stuff now is not going to make a bit of difference when it comes time for the election. people seem to just ignore it.
Marlene, thanks for the call. That's frustrating, isn't it? To get by with it. Two schools of thought that have emerged today from our fine listeners on the Hillary email gate situation. One, that this is Democratic doing to, derail her chances at the nomination. Did come from the New York Times, and there are some prominent Democrats that are not standing behind her on this. The other, that it's get it out now and air the dirty laundry, and then come election time, it'll be, oh, what difference does it make where I kept my emails? Donald in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yes, about this Hillary thing?
Yes.
Supposedly all her email went through her home computer?
Right, yeah, yep. She had her own domain, her own server.
Yes. Okay. What about the classified information emails? Did she go through her own computer? Because I know the government's real tight on which computer type you can use classified.
Yeah, that's why.
Military.
That's why this was a rule that and I guess it's not a rule punishable by any kind of law or anything, but it is an edict from the administration. And that's why that would make sense, right?
Yeah, because obviously a secretary, a state. She probably had classified information go through email, I would think. And if so, was her quote-unquote server an approved type server for classified information?
Yeah.
If it wasn't, did somebody hack into it, got some information that they possibly used against the United States?
Precisely why this is an issue.
No one's actually bringing that up yet.
Don, you can sleep well tonight because she says she's going to turn over all the emails. So we should know soon.
Yeah, okay.
Do you believe that she'll turn them all over?
Well, I know I'm going to sleep good at night anyhow, but that doesn't sound too good either.
You're living right. That's why, Don. Appreciate the call. Thank you. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, this one is so simple and easy to solve. I can't hardly believe it, but I'm glad to bring it to you. Find one of your, I don't know about emails and servers and all that stuff, so I'm not even going to attempt to get into that. I can send emails and I can read ones I get as far as I go. But what you do is you get the Koch brothers, or you get Sheldon Adelson, or any one of those guys. Well, Trump could probably do it. And you say, okay, Hillary's going to turn all of her emails over. And if you show up with an email from Hillary, anywhere from, I think we should serve pizza and beer at our next staff meeting to make sure those guys die in Benghazi, in that range, okay? And you bring one email that says that, and Hillary didn't turn it over, I will give you $25 million after tax, clear money. And it'll be done. People, greed is probably the biggest thing we got going on in this country. So, therefore, just say, show up with your email saying Hillary didn't turn this over, and I'll give you $25 million. Don't you think that would work?
I guess a little way to incentivize Hillary critics is your take on it.
Well, yeah, right? Whatever. I don't care. Not necessarily critic. If I was an average supporter, just generally loved the leftist politics and commies and stuff, But if I had a chance at $25 million, I can guarantee you they'd get an answer that would show up for her to be that lying slime that she is. Don't you think? You'd have to agree with that.
Yeah, no.
They could buy my loyalty. I would vote for Hillary.
I'd prefer she just... silly me, I just prefer that she follow the rules that everybody else follows from the beginning rather than have to have Donald Trump's fork out millions to get, emails, but that's me. But anyway, simple, easy. John says that'd be the way to fix all this. What do you think of that idea? Cameron and Mandan on this letter to the Iranians from the GOP senators. Cameron, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on again. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can't complain. Beautiful day out. Anyhow, one question. Does John Hovind and the Republicans, which do they want? Do they want war with Iran, or do they want Iran to have nuclear weapons?
Well, the assertion over the criticism of this letter is that the Republicans want a military solution. I think what the which I think is just a nice way to dismiss them as they're a bunch of kooks that want to, you know. I think they want a strong agreement. They don't want us kowtowing to Iran. I don't either.
But it sounds like they don't want an agreement at all.
Why do you think that?
They're saying they'll nullify any agreement.
No, what they're saying is don't go it alone, Mr. President. There is a Congress, and if you go it alone and do a weak deal and kowtow to the Iranians, then the Iranians, you need to factually know this won't stand. This
What's
is
kowtowing to the Iranians mean?
Kowtowing to the Iranians, did you watch Benjamin Netanyahu last week?
No, I didn't.
That would have been a good one for you to unpack
a little bit. He's all about the same thing. He's pretty sure they're going to have bombs pretty quick, as he was 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, again, there have been things the Israelis have warned us on that have come.
Did he say anything new? I mean, it's been 20 years. He's been saying they'll have bombs in a couple of years. Did he say something new at this one? For the most part, I didn't listen to it because he's a broken record. Did he say something different?
Yeah, I think he made a very strong case for the fact that we cannot take the Iranians lightly, which I believe all the GOP senators, really what they're doing is saying, look, if we're not consulted, they do a deal, it's not going to stand, it can be undone. So we want a seat at the table. And given the administration's weak record just look what's happened, whether it be Syria, whether it be... What do you think of the president referring to ISIS as the JV? What do you make of that comment?
At the time, they were a JV. They still are. I mean, basically, they're just a bunch of guys out in the desert halfway around the world with machine guns mounted on pickups. Not much of a national security threat to us.
Well, the president went from calling them the JV to saying he wanted to destroy them, so he's...
I still think they're the JV.
You're back with him on the original thought. All right, interesting. Cameron, appreciate the call. Tammy, and where are you calling from?
Burke County.
All right, good to hear from you. Tammy, what's on your mind?
Well, as far as the Hillary thing, the way I understand it, if she was using that home computer for government use, that's against the law. I would like to see both the Democrats and the Republicans charge her with that first, and then she can't run for public office and take care of that.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an actual, it may be a law, but I don't think there's any penalty. I don't think there's enough teeth in it. But to your point, to your point, Tammy, follow the law, and if there's any wrongdoing, then she ought to be appropriately punished, whatever that is, right?
Right, exactly.
Hang on, Tammy. We'll finish on the other side of the break. One sec.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Having more fun than a person should be allowed to have on a beautiful day. It is a Tuesday, which is our day. Normally, we're talking ag issues with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. But today, we're going a little extra. We're having more fun than usual because it's North Dakota Farm Bureau week, and we are on location at Open Road Honda in Mandan today, right on Memorial Highway. Where, by the way, with your North Dakota Farm Bureau membership, you can get up to $200 off on generators. So it's a great deal. Also, I'm going to tell you about Ag Day, which is coming up here. The Morton County Farm Bureau puts something on called Ag Day. Circle your calendar, Thursday, March 19th for this day. And Terry Nelson from the Morton County Farm Bureau is going to tell us about that in just a second. I want to finish my conversation with Tammy from before the break. All right, Tammy, so we talked about Hillary emails. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, and if we don't get all the emails that she says she's going to turn over, maybe a person should find her tech, her internet guy that set up her system. I have a hard time believing that she set up that system herself, so I'm assuming she probably had to have some help. So if next step would be to get a hold of him and see what he knows about how he set it up and, what it could, what she could erase and which could be kept and, that type of thing.
Does this whole thing frustrate you a little bit, hearing about the...
Very much.
Yeah. What do you think, what frustrates you most about it? What frustrates you most about it?
Is that she can have complete control like that. I don't understand how she could use her government information on her home server that she has complete control over. I mean, it puts the whole government in jeopardy if she's using it for government. If somebody were to hack into it, and to believe her that she's going to turn them over is just ridiculous. It's just a flat-out lie. She knows she's not going to.
Yeah, I keep coming back to George Will's line about how, the Clintons could find a loophole in a stop sign. It's as though the rules don't apply to them. That's what just bugs me. Not even the particulars of the email thing and whatever. It's just that there's this arrogance that, the rules are for somebody else, And by the way, that when these things become known and you find out about them, that they blow over.
They slide right out of them. They slide in, they slide out. It drives me crazy that they just have no rules or morals. It's almost like if nothing, out of respect for the people that they represent, at least try to do things right would be nice for a change.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tammy. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate the call. Debbie's on the road. Where are you at today, Debbie?
Dickinson.
All right. Pretty beautiful out there today, I'll bet.
I was just calling to say I totally agree with you. I just want Hillary and any politician from the top down to abide by the same rules that anybody else would. How she could have control over those servers and nobody knew it, and, she had all those emails. And I'm hoping that if any were deleted/erased, that they can get them back. For most servers, usually something remains on the server for a period of time. So I'm hoping that nothing is quote-unquote lost or anything like that.
I don't remember where I heard this, but I heard that they had millions of dollars invested in their infrastructure for their emails at the Clinton, I don't know if it's at the foundation or the home or whatever, but I wouldn't doubt that they've got some sort of a system that can, this one saved, this one nobody sees, this one, you know, I don't know, the whole thing just smells. It does.
Yeah, it does smell. There's something fishy in Denmark. One more comment I want to make, and I hope this is not a mean comment, but that last guy who called before Tammy, I'm just wondering where he's been living for the last few years and why he didn't listen to Netanyahu. Netanyahu was awesome. He's a great, he just gave the best speech. He gave me chill bumps to the bits and pieces that I heard because I was doing other things. I just cheered. I just said, for once, somebody has some common sense. For once, somebody is telling it the way it is. If Iran gets a bomb, Israel could be in trouble, but I think Israel would win because they have the ability to knock it out of the air. But my one thing I'm going to say, I hope that if they do get a bomb and Israel has to, you know, fight back, that our nation will support them. I know there's lots of people in this country that support Israel and are dissatisfied with how the Democratic Party and possibly some Republicans are acting about and treating Israel. I'm hoping our nation steps up to the plate and supports Israel. We always have, and it's made us a blessed nation. But that guy that called, he reminds me of Punxsutawney Phil, who just sticks his head out of the ground once a year. And, you know, Punxsutawney Phil knows, I mean, he's not real, but you know what I mean. He doesn't.
I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean. Just bury that head in the sand. That and chill bumps are your two best lines. I like that. I always call them goosebumps, but chill bumps, you give me a...
goosebumps had goosebumps with
Netanyahu. All right, Debbie, thanks for the call. Glad you're traveling safely and listening out there by Dickinson today. Call again anytime. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Your email's welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Terry Nelson is here, president of the Morton County Farm Bureau. Hey, Terry, how are you?
Good. I'm good.
Nice to see you. I understand Ag Day is coming up, which is North Dakota's largest classroom on agriculture every year, all year. It is a must-see event. What is the inspiration behind Ag Day? Tell us a little bit about the idea.
Well, mostly is get, you know, to town kids so they're, and people that are away from farms so they can get a chance to pet some animals and feel some grain and, you know, some farm safety. And we're going to have a sheep shearing and a name calf contest and a coloring contest, and it's mainly to show the kids that are away from the farm that, you know, what we're doing out there. And
that's neat. How many animals?
Oh, I don't know. There'll probably be 15, 20, I suppose.
Yeah, you move the ATVs out here at Open Road Honda, I understand, and put them right on the show floor, huh?
Yep, they move everything out of the show floor the night day before, and they would let us move in on Wednesday and get started setting up. And then on Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 in the afternoon, we're going to be open to the public and people can come by. And
that's neat. Yeah, it really is neat. And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, I think 35, 40 years at least.
No kidding.
It's been quite a while.
And a lot of schools participate?
A lot of the local schools and even some of them from further out of town come in, bring busloads of kids in. It's quite an event. You see a couple thousand kids in here at a time. And
what do you think the ripple effect of that is, all those 30 plus years of doing that?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's always been good. You know, kids are enjoyed. You hear from, you know, they were here when they were kids, and now they're bringing their kids back. And so
it's neat. What's the hours on the 19th?
From 9 a.m. till 6 p.m.
All right. So classrooms that aren't coming, if you got kids in schools that didn't get a chance to go, Mom and Dad could bring them after school.
Yep. That's why we stay open a little later at night. So.
Yeah, great idea. Great idea. And it costs nothing, right?
Nope. Free admission. And
that is great. Do you worry about kids today not knowing enough about farming, agriculture?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's getting worse all the time. You know, it's all the time there's more generations further away from the farm. You know, used to be at least they had a grandpa or a grandma that were on the farm, but now probably don't even have that anymore, some of them.
Yeah. That's why we need a Morton County Farm Bureau, right?
I guess.
So. And a North Dakota Farm Bureau to make sure that that folks know that, you know, that milk doesn't come from a
carton at the store.
Yeah, cooler at the corner convenience store, right?
Right.
No kidding. All right, anything else you want to tell us about Ag Day?
I guess if you want more questions, you can call Becky Greiner, her number 663-0610, and her website or whatever is mcfbagday@gmail.com.
All right.
So,
you want to give a little plug for any of the sponsors there?
And Dakota Community Bank and Stockman Supply and Kiss Livestock and Butcher Block Runnings. Open Road Honda's been a real big supporter. We can really appreciate it, opening up our building, their building, and letting us come in. We couldn't do it without them. So.
That's awesome. Well, good to see you, Terry. Thanks for all the good work Morton County Farm Bureau is doing, and look forward to Ag Day. North Dakota's largest classroom on agriculture, March 19th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. right here at Open Road Honda. Thanks. Good to see you, Terry. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, another call came in off the air. Todd, afraid of something we might say? Probably. I don't know.
Oh, hang on. I just hit it, and now it's dropped on me. All right, here we go.
Yeah, Scott Hannon, I think that guy's right, you know, on that meow, you know. Anyway, I think you're being deceived, too, you know, if you can't remember, you know, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they were drawing all kinds of red lines, you know, all kinds of red lines. Iran's got a nuclear bomb, and they're going to fire it within 6 months to a year. Same stuff. I don't know where your memories are at. But anyway, it's just a big show. Oh, we need your votes. We need your votes. And we need this and we need that. We need your money. We need your votes. We need your money. What a show, huh? It's a great show on earth.
Thanks for the promo material. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Yes, others welcome at 800-228-0550. Iran's nuclear capability has gone up without question. So I'm not sure whose memory is shortchanged there. Craig and Sherwood, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Scott. For one thing, I wanted to say in 2002, Beebe testified before Congress, and what he said was, if you take out Saddam, I guarantee you that it will have enormous positive reverberations on the region. You know, there's a rabbi by the name of Solomon Feinberg. He was a member of the American Jewish Committee, and he developed a technique called the quarantine or silent treatment, and that's what the Republicans have done to their voter base for really 5 decades, although it's gotten to be really obvious to many people, especially men, as evidenced by your callers today. And that is, the Republican Party is really gone now. They're not our friends. They're the ones who have allowed the invasion of this country, sir. And so what will arise from the remnants of that, we'll have to see now.
All right. Yeah, I can hardly wait. Thank you, Craig, for the call. 800-228-0550. Most folks on our Facebook page today are suggesting that the Republicans' letter to Iran, again, factually laying out how this works, are speaking for them and like the idea very much. Others welcome to weigh in here as well. Hal says Obama wants to act outraged. He wants to be the only one in government that has a say. He wants to be the one who ratifies treaties and makes agreements with other countries. The U.S. Senate doesn't count in his mind. Yeah. Dustin says if Democrats had done this under Bush, Republicans would be calling for Democratic senators to be sent to Gitmo. Hal says the U.S. Senate doesn't count in Obama's mind. All right. Similar comment there. More coming up. What's on your mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on What's On Your Mind, final segment. Where'd the 2 hours go? My gosh, we're cruising right along here today on the program. And it is, of course, North Dakota Farm Bureau, day-to-day. And we're going to talk a little bit about just that, finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And Katie, a farmer from Underwood, is here to share her thoughts about becoming a spokesperson for agriculture. Katie, tell us.
Becoming a spokesperson for agriculture is simply about sharing what you do and why you do it. It isn't about being a national expert, just an expert about your own farm, ranch, or business. Information is constantly flying at us, and as farmers and ranchers, we need to make sure that it's our stories, photos, and experiences that are included. If we don't tell our story, guess what? Somebody will certainly do it for us. Being a spokesperson also allows one to connect with other people, be a resource, answer questions, and direct people to reliable information. A spokesperson shares, listens, and encourages conversation. This is what I do each day, and I encourage you to be a spokesperson, too.
Yes, good advice. Folks, you can find out more about what farmers and ranchers have on their minds today by going to ndfb.org, ndfb.org. And thank you, Katie. Katie and her family farm up by Underwood. North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home, bringing you North Dakota Farm Bureau Week, which is why we are celebrating an Open Road Honda today in Mandan. We're going to chat with Dusty in just a moment here. Dick and Taylor want to weigh in. Go ahead, Dick. What's on your mind?
Nick, I'm Vic Settler, and I'm finally getting a little bit of confidence in the Republican Party by the fact that they sent a letter to Iran letting them know that what this administration is signing is going to only extend to the end of their reign here in the United States. And I've been very disappointed with the Republican Party. I financially supported them, and I quit supporting them financially. I can't ever vote for a Democrat because I know what I just don't feel they have anything that I would be interested in. Anyway, I was very upset when John McCain would not let anybody do anything if they indicated they were going to vet Obama. Therefore, we got this kind of a man running our country right now, and I am so upset because I think the Republican Party has changed the way I believe they were. I'm 82 years old, and I've never been so disappointed with a party in my life. So
the reason you like the letter, Dick, is that you see some fight in the Republicans. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Got it. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Appreciate it. And, Dick, call again. Love your common sense. Thanks for the call today. Another emailer, Cameron. This might have been Cameron who called earlier to say he thought ISIS was still the JV and no big deal and didn't have any worries about Iran. Said, whenever you're done with the red herring inanity, BB, ISIS, etc., feel free to answer the question, what do you right-wingers want? War? Or an Iran with nuclear weapons. There are only two logical options if you allow the president to make an agreement with them. All right. Different viewpoints, always welcome on What's On Your Mind. We appreciate it. Hey, Dusty's here from Open Road Honda, been our host today for the North Dakota Farm Bureau Week broadcast on What's On Your Mind. And remember, if you are a North Dakota Farm Bureau member, you have an opportunity to save up to $200 on Honda generators. Get that rugged reliability. But when you come to Open Road Honda, there's generators and a whole lot more, isn't there, Dusty?
You betcha. We've got a lot of good stuff going on. And, again, now that the weather is a little bit nicer, it is getting crazy around here.
Crazy because folks need whatever's been in storage to be tuned up and ready to go. And crazy because I might want a new one, huh?
There you go. That's all that. And, again, a lot of guys are bringing them out, the ranchers and the farmers, and saying, I forgot about what was going on with this unit last fall when I put it away. Now's the time to get them fixed. And, you know, like I say, you know, the cows count on the ranchers, and the ranchers count on the ATVs, man. So.
No kidding. And you have the same-day service deal.
Yes, we do. And right now, if you have got a scheduled same-day service basic tune-up special, if it is not done the same day as it is scheduled to be, it is one-half off. That is what my service manager told me just a little while ago, and that's a pretty good deal. We've got five guys back here, five technicians, and they're just getting stuff done left and right.
So whatever service you need done, call, make an appointment, get it in, bring it in the morning, and have it in the afternoon.
There you go, brother.
I love it. Anything else you want to tell folks, Dusty?
One other thing we got going on is we do have a service driver. We will pick up your unit, we'll fix it, and deliver it back to you. Because, like I say, it's really, really busy this time of year. And when your time at your operation is worth more than your time on the road, give us a call. We'll send a guy out. We'll pick your unit up. We'll get it back here. We'll fix it. And when it's done, we'll deliver it back to you.
Oh, perfect. I love it. All right. Well, that sounds good. Thanks for having us today, by the way.
Thank you.
And remember, with that North Dakota Farm Bureau membership, $200. You can save as much as $200 on your Honda generator purchase, too. So it's a good reminder that membership has its benefits. You can find out more of the great deals on membership benefits at ndfb.org. And have enjoyed our time here immensely at Open Road Honda. Good bunch of folks, and encourage you to come on in and see them. And what a great location right here on Memorial Highway in Mandan, 4120 Memorial Highway. Todd, any other calls we got to get in before?
Nope,
gosh, we
that
have
was
less
it.
Than a minute left here. So we get them all in?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I always appreciate getting them all in because sometimes we don't. And today we did. All right. So that's good. And, folks, you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just so you know. That's right. At 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave a message. Brad says, enjoying the show, and I agree the Clinton emails should have been done on the government servers. What I'm wondering is how many emails, possibly hundreds, maybe thousands, were applied to on that server, therefore increasing the security breach. I wonder why anyone did receive or reply to the emails did not notice the IP address wasn't the government address. This thing could be big in many ways, says Brad and Dickinson. Yeah, I'm with you, Brad. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.